My name is Joe Armstrong. Welcome to an Independence Day Fast Forward episode. This week is Patrolled by Radar, a Los Angeles-based band. But you guys are all over the place. You guys are like the hardest working band in Los Angeles. First, let me introduce everybody. They were first on the show back in June 18th of 2011. That's episode number 13, Lucky 13. On guitar and vocals, we have Jay Souza, Brian Bosco Chef on dobro and vocals, and Ben Johnson on drums. And you guys are a trio these days.
Correct. Yes, this is Jay speaking. We are a trio indeed.
So how are you guys doing first and foremost? I feel like it was just yesterday that you were on the show, and I guess that's the most cliche thing I could ever possibly say about this. What I like so much about your band is that you're really devoted to the work of doing this. You have a really strong work ethic. You're always playing shows. You're always booking tours. You've always got records coming out. And since you were last on, you had a new record come out, Cool Your Jets?
Correct.
So tell me a little bit about that process. How is that different from the first record?
Well, it was independent of the label. That's probably the most glaring difference. The Be Happy record was with Knitting Factory, and then Cool Your Jets was independent of them. Otherwise, everything was essentially the same in terms of, you know, I'm still writing the songs, and the lineup is essentially the same. Peter Curry from Low Straitjackets produced us again. And when he produces us, he lends his musical virtuosity, too. So he plays bass and a little bit of drums, and just... He's just one of those guys that...
It's pretty common, the musical producer. Brian Whelan does that kind of thing. He works with folks and he'll play keyboards or whatever. Yeah. Or who's the guy who was always playing down at Largo?
John Bryan.
John Bryan, yeah. He's kind of a Svengali in a way.
Right.
There are so many musicians who are so good at that. Compare and contrast, like how was it different doing it independently versus, I mean, aside from having financial backing, how is it different?
It just felt different in the sense that we could creatively represent it. What I mean by that is the way it was going to be packaged and released and promoted. It was nice to be back in control of that, because it's always hard when you're sort of holding your breath and guessing what the home office in Brooklyn is going to say about the record to whomever.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's more work though, right? You do it on your own, you have the control, but with control comes responsibility, right?
Yeah, I guess that's a way to look at it, you know, but it's much like, you know, the way you produce this show, you know, you yourself said that it's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is nice to be in control of every aspect. That's not to say that you don't have the influence of, like, our producer, Peter Curry. Pete makes it known what he thinks we should be doing. Not every step of the way, but at least in terms of how we record the record and the sequence of things. And then he has so many relationships of his own that we glean, you know, direction from.
So how about for the rest of you guys, for the rest of the band? How is it different for you as a drummer, working independently versus working...
You think, Ben?
This is Ben, yeah. I had a great time recording the album in Pete's studio. He brings a lot of great ideas to the table and has just a ton of really cool, great vintage instruments, you know, some great drums and, you know, all the harmonies and stuff that we did, it was just a lot of fun. And this really cool, like, Sun Studios replica almost.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool, because that's the funny thing, because drummers are very particular about their instruments, their kit, their sticks, whatever. Is he the type of guy who's like, no, you're not playing that snare, you're playing this snare?
Yeah, well, he's a drummer himself, okay, too, so, you know, and he's got cooler gear than I do.
Right, yeah, right, right.
So, and he knows how it sounds, you know.
Sure.
In his room and what mics to use and, you know, for what drums and stuff, so.
But that's why you pay them, right? A producer to get their expertise. Bosco, how about you, man?
In the studio, we get to be really collaborative. Pete will, you know, say, well, what sounds are we going for?
Right.
You know, and we get to, you know, bring the song to life, you know, with guidance, basically. But pretty much how we hear it, how we envision it.
Was there any tune on the record where he kind of smashed it apart and reassembled it? I mean, I guess there's two ways to go about making records in general. Throw some mics up, play the tunes, and there you are. Or he comes in, you show him the tunes, and they say, maybe this, move this verse here, or take this bridge from this other song. Did he ever do any reconstruction, or was more the other way around?
He doesn't necessarily do that so often. I think that he prefers... He doesn't produce a lot these days. He once produced so many records, and now he's sort of only interested in producing things that he can play on and that he actually enjoys. So we're flattered in that regard. But he also prefers, and I think this is a good way to go, and I think most people would agree, it's best to record material that you've been performing live for a little while. So we we go in, everything is pretty hashed out, and
yeah,
it's been, you know, trial by fire. Everything is as we think it should be. In terms of dismantling, or he doesn't really dismantle and move things around. We're pretty good at having figured that stuff out, but you know, he'll suggest instrumentation or, you know, the use of a different guitar, and he has so many amazing microphones, like just a plethora of old CBS series ribbon mics, and he knows just where to put them in the room, and he's tedious about finding just the right mic where we're not necessarily hearing the frequency difference, but he is.
Yeah.
And then we just trust him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's easier. I think it's hard to trust a producer, and a lot of people spend a lot of money on a producer that has so many showbiz accolades.
Right.
And it's an absolute wrong fit, I think.
That approach seems like it would work very well for you as a band that plays a lot of live shows. You guys have played together with essentially the same lineup for a long time, and that's how a band gets tight. That's how a band gets good. That's how a band gets an identity. It's not just one person in these songs. It's how everyone plays on these songs together and makes these songs live and breathe. I'm talking to Patrolled by Radar, a Los Angeles-based band. They first joined us on Independence Day way back on June 18th of 2011 for Lucky Episode 13. You can drop by patrolledbyradar.com to check them out on the web. They're on Bandcamp and Instagram. It's at Patrolled by Radar just about everywhere. So you guys don't actually have a bass player. When we come back, I want to talk about that. But let's hear a song. What's this live song going to be? Is this older? Is this newer?
Born Thirsty, yes.
It's new.
This is going to be on our next record, which we're working
on. Oh, very nice. Okay, cool. I'm really looking forward to this. Okay, this is Patrolled by Radar and Independence Day Fast Forward. Let's check this out.
All right, this is called Born Thirsty. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good time alcohol sits on this side of the mirror, and I love it all, that's why I come here. I know how to crawl from one swinging door to the other. It's in season if it's on the wall. Well, my poor mother has got a power over me. A power over me. I was born thirsty. 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 I've been given the talk. It rattled around and out the other ear. So you can all put a sock in it. Oh no, I've got the disease again. The midnight choir sings I'm in my sin. And I know I shall be removed before my finest hour by this power over me. A power over me. I was born thirsty. 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 I was born to
My name is Joe Armstrong. This is an Independence Day Fast Forward. That was Patrolled by Radar. Very nice, boys.
Thank you.
So happy to have you. So happy to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Now, this is the second time this has come up, but it was June of 2011 when we last had you on. It was a blast having you on then. It's a blast having you on now. The show has changed quite a bit since then. We've got a lot of miles under our belt.
My, how the world has changed.
Yeah, my, how the world has changed, indeed. All the free money we're getting
right.
from everybody all the time. So tell me about this bass player thing. For a lot of bands, that's a thing. I mean, there are bands these days that are duos, like a guitarist and a drummer. But you guys play a lot of live shows. What do you do for a bass player? How did you lose a bass player? Was it intentional, or did you just decide to be a trio?
It was more circumstantial. We had a bass player at the outset who essentially couldn't tour. I think that's usually what happens. And so we were going to get another bass player, and there's certainly no shortage of them around Los Angeles. But then we decided to go with an organ player who would play bass pedals. But no, we did a substantial tour with the Hammond player who was playing the bass notes with his feet, and the road just was too much for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So so it's hard. The road's rough on people. I guess you're built for it or you're not. So he wasn't sticking around after that tour. So then we went to the trio. When we came back from the tour, we had a series of dates that were happening too soon to do anything about not having a bass, so we did the shows anyway. And we're such a song-oriented band, and we've played together for so long that, in our minds, we thought we were missing something, but the audiences didn't seem to notice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I split my guitar signal, where I have a pure acoustic signal, and then the DI goes out to an amp, and we try to get some bottom out of that.
Right.
But we're just aware of the dynamism, and I lock in with Ben's bass drum, and it all works out. We're not against having a bass player. We would love to
right.
pick one up eventually. And then we toured another big tour of the Midwest and all the way to the East Coast just as the trio. And for sheer economics, it's great.
Right.
And we traveled much lighter than we ever have. And it didn't seem to make a difference. In a perfect mm-hmm. world, I would love a, eight-piece band.
Well, of course. I think most people would. It's different. I've been doing some rehearsals lately as a three-piece. It's just guitar, bass, and drums. I usually prefer a fuller sound, generally speaking. But as a singer, it's nice to have someone else playing the lead parts because then I don't have to do all the lead and the lead vocals. Some people are really good at that. Mark Knopfler, Stevie Ray Vaughan was, etc. But for me, it's just more work. Because then I've got to try to come up with a cool lick to play after I'm done singing. I've got to kind of be ahead of myself. But I'm enjoying this more than ever, this kind of trio thing. The dynamic is different, whether it's a two-piece, three-piece, four-piece. It changes a lot in terms of the energy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of interesting to me, too, as a drummer, to have to kind of not play with a bass player. But we almost mentally kind of fill that space just the way that we react to one another and like the space that we're filling without it, Almost kind of create that the vibe of a bass.
Yeah, well, if it's built to be that way, it is what it is. I mean, if it's what you want to do, that's the most important thing of all. And, how amped up are you guys live on stage? Are you playing full-on electric guitar or mostly acoustic guitar with an amp?
It's amped up.
Okay.
My amp is a tube amp, and we put some nice bottom and overdrive on it. So most of the sound systems that we're going through are pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So when we tell the engineer what we're going for, they usually compensate, and we get some nice bottom ghost notes floating around, and no one's the wiser. But it's by no means a timid folk show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rock and roll.
Yeah, it certainly was the last time you were on. People should check out that episode. Looking back, June 18th of 2011, you guys were pretty amped up then. It was episode 13. Can you believe that? I'm 160 now. Man, it makes me tired just thinking about it. It's ridiculous. Again, so much respect for you and what you've built. You guys are one of the hardest working bands I know, constantly doing shows. I love seeing a full schedule on a band's website because it's much simpler to go on road as one person. And aligning multiple people's schedules is a challenge. If you're going to go up the coast or heading back east or heading to Austin, it's a lot of work. So kudos to you guys. So as per usual, you guys have got a bunch of live shows coming up here.
Yes.
Playing tonight at the Lost Night. That's on Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. 9 p.m. is showtime for that. Tomorrow night, you're at the Cinema Bar. What a legendary place that is. If those walls could talk, man, all the people that have played there over the years. And then you've got a run up the coast. Figueroa Mountain Brewing at Saturday, June 18th. What a cool place. And you're at Lagunitas in Petaluma on Saturday, June 25th. And then it's Doc's Lab.
Doc's Lab that Friday.
In San Francisco.
Correct, yeah. And Winter's Tavern in Pacifica.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Winter's is a great place.
So let's hear something from your last record as you ride off into the sunset. So what's this, Jay?
Lost Cause is one of the more rocking songs on the record. It was a a big hit in New Jersey. I mean, it was great. That's actually what caused us to go to the East Coast. Right. Now we've been back a couple times since. But, yeah, it's just a song that we loved it when we did it, and it was more of a straight rock and roll song. I guess it has some odd nuances, as most of our songs do. But
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to be the song that people liked the most. But you never know why DJs choose what they choose.
Yeah.
I mean, it became a hit, but who knows if anyone heard anything else off the record. I mean, they may have only ever heard that one song, but it's a rocker.
It's good stuff. Boys, thank you so very much. Drop by patrolledbyradar.com. Pick up their music. They've got a couple records out, and they're working on a new one, too.
Correct.
Make sure you let me know about that, Jay. I'm holding you to this.
Independence Day. We'll be here in probably like 2021. Here next.
Well, I hope it's sooner than that, visit. Man. Keep up the good work, boys. Always turn up those amps, all right?
Thanks, Joe. Yeah.
Okay, cheers. Anybody can sing. Sing a hallelujah. Everybody sing hallelujah. I'm a lost cause. Keep a fire in your head. Get out of this. Anybody can sing.